time for us to check in with our friend, photographer, broadcaster, bon vivant, the lovely and talented Gerard Montour. Hello, Jerry.
Oh, Rich. Hey, first of all, before we get going, are you kidding me? Eric Stratton, Rush chairman?
Yeah, he's back with us tomorrow. And I would say, you know, when I look at your Facebook page and you know, you've got a quote from Dean Wormer on there, I thought, that's perfect.
Oh, my God, this is one of the greatest moments of my life. And I just talking about it makes me say, Otter is going to be on your show again, right?
Yes. Matter of fact, one of our great moments of last year was when we asked Tim Matheson, if Donald Trump were a character in Animal House, who would he be?
Yes.
And
yes.
We gave him the options of Douglas Niedermeyer.
Dead.
Greg Marmalade.
Yeah, dead.
Or the back end of Dean Wormer's horse. And I believe Tim Matheson said a little bit of Niedermeyer and a lot of the back of that horse.
Well, I think the question kind of answers itself, doesn't it?
It does.
Speaking of questions, you had Ryan Hannibal on earlier who answers questions.
Yes.
And I may ask more than I answer, just to let you know.
That's fine.
My first question is, how can we blame yesterday's debacle in Foxborough on Donald J. Trump?
Well, there must be a way somehow. Well, I think is obviously the friendship with Robert Kraft has impacted management decisions along the way and some kind of sensitivity that had risen to massage therapy issues has led to Bill not giving them any kind of an O-line or receiver core.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Nicely done. Yeah. Nicely done. That's why you're the host.
Yeah, there you go.
But you know what? I am now torturing myself and looking at the box score. Okay, and I know you and Ryan Hannibal talked about this earlier, but Sony Michel, 5 carries, 8 yards.
Yeah.
So that brings up many, many questions for me as an average fan. Number one, what the hell's wrong with the offensive line? Is it an offensive line problem? Is it because of that third-string center they've got in there, or what's going on?
A third-string center who grew up in Orono.
I didn't know that. Really?
That's James Ferentz, Kirk Ferentz's son.
Yeah. Grew up in Orono. Okay. So are you saying that's the problem?
Well, the fact that he's out there playing more than he probably should, I don't think that helps matters.
No, it certainly does not. It does not. And they're giving Brady zero time. I heard you talking about this earlier, but the receiver core is basically Edelman and everybody else. So the guys are out there, defensive backs are out there, knowing full well that Brady doesn't trust anybody but number 11. It's frustrating as hell. You know what? I could have spent 3 hours yesterday afternoon doing something else, like napping, you know? At my age, that's important.
Yeah, you did just have a birthday. By the way, a happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you. Next year is the big one, of course.
The big
next
one?
Next year is 65.
Get out. That's not possible.
And that means Medicare, my friend.
Wow. How is that possible? Well, then again, I'm closing in on that myself, aren't I? Shoot, that's how it's possible.
Yes, indeed, my friend. Yes, indeed. So many questions. But here, I do have some good news. I did a little bit of research before I came on the show. And it turns out that the Patriots can and should win the AFC East and get a bye in the first round, even if they lose to Buffalo in 2 weeks. And I think they will, by the way. But if they beat Cincinnati and Miami, and they should,
yes,
and I think they will, they still would win the tiebreaker over Buffalo.
Okay. I'm good with that.
And they would win the AFC East. So there's a glimmer of hope.
I was trying to think yesterday, did James White throw more passes to Jacoby Myers than Brady did?
I believe so. I'm looking at his quarterback rating right here. It's 99.9.
That's not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah. Brady's sitting at 39. So Brady gets sacked 3 times. He's 19 for 36. He's got nobody to pass to but Edelman. Doesn't trust anybody else. So here's another question for you, Rich. How long does it take for these for these receivers, granted, they're basically new to the system, except for Edelman. They're basically new. How long does it take them to understand the freaking playbook? How complicated can it be?
Well, apparently it is pretty complicated, because it's happened through the years that they brought in guys who just couldn't figure it out. Or like Sanu has been up and down. He's had games where he looks very good, and then there are moments when he just disappears and clearly has not run the proper route or doesn't know what he's doing out there. Look, I don't know, and yet I feel like we've been down this road before, and that we're going to be talking again sometime in January as they get ready to play in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, that's true. And I think they will play Baltimore for the AFC Championship, and I believe Baltimore will kill them again. And here's a seismic shift in the way the NFL is going to be played for the foreseeable future. When you've got guys like Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, quarterbacks like that are the new mold. In other words, you've got to just start designing your offense around guys like that. And that ain't Tom Brady.
No, and which makes me ask this question. What do you think's going on? Do you think at all there's an element of Belichick wanting Tom Brady to get so frustrated that he's happy to leave at the end of this season, and Bill can build for the future by getting himself one of those mobile young quarterbacks?
Boy, the thought has crossed my mind many times. I mean, I don't know what was behind getting rid of Josh Gordon. I know what was behind getting rid of Antonio Brown. I think that was Robert Kraft. But you don't go out and really try to replace a guy like Gronkowski. So yeah, I think there is an element there, Rich. I think you're absolutely right. I don't think he would be the saddest guy in the world to see Brady finally go in some way, shape, or form, either retire or get traded.
And I'm not saying he's trying to lose. I think he just believes he's so smart that he can win even without receivers because he's Bill Belichick.
Yeah, sure. And again, Brady's not the type of quarterback that you want to build a team in this day and age around. I'm sorry, you don't.
Makes you kind of sad, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you know what? 6 Super Bowls, it's fine. It's good.
All right.
We're playing with the house's money, you know what I mean?
That's for sure. We're talking with Jerry Montu here on Downtown. Baseball announced a couple of new Hall of Famers yesterday. Any issues with Marvin Miller or Ted Simmons getting in?
No, not at all. Especially Simmons. You know, you got to judge catchers differently from other offensive players. So, you know, if you look at him strictly by the numbers, you know, it's suspect. But he was a catcher, and he was a damn good one. And you know, Dewey Evans, I don't know. I've never been convinced that he should be in the Hall of Fame anyway. So yeah, I'm fine with that. I like Marvin Miller. I like what he did. I like how much influence he had. And it's good.
I'm a bit of a Dewey Evans homer. I think he should be in. But more than that, I can't believe Lou Whitaker's not in.
Yeah, there's a lot of surprises. I don't know. It's I think you really judge players differently nowadays. And I don't know. I don't know how many young writers have Hall of Fame votes, but I think maybe if Lou Whitaker had been, on a ballot 20 years ago, 25 years ago, things might have been different. I don't know. It's tough.
I do wish that they would allow more people to vote for the Hall of Fame, and particularly
you're lobbying for a vote, aren't you?
Not for me, no. But you know, like, how about the radio crews? How about the television crews that do 162 games a year?
Right. No, I agree. I think there should be many more broadcasters in the Hall of Fame. Many more. I mean, a lot more. I mean, everybody.
Hey, what's going on at the gallery? It's the holiday season, or there's got to be some wonderful things that people
actually
could get.
Everything's 50% off, believe it or not.
What?
But the thing, I'm happy to make everybody's Christmas better. Okay, But what I'm doing now is, and this is a lot of fun, when the weather turned cold, I mean really cold about 3 weeks ago, I decided that on Facebook, on my Facebook page, I'm going to post a different image of mine, and I'm going to do that until the weather warms up. And these images, and I got like 10 grand, I got like 10,000 of these images, and they're all award winners, by the way, Rich. Hello?
No, I'm admiring them as we speak. Yep. I'm looking at the wood duck and the American black duck. That's just an absolutely beautiful photograph.
Well, thank you. But the key is I get up every morning and I have to come up with a funny caption. So this is going to go on until the weather warms up in, say, April. So I got my work cut out for me. But it's fun getting up and having to be funny first thing in the morning. It's not easy for a guy like me. But here's my thought, speaking of Tim Matheson. I'm going to post an otter picture tomorrow morning.
Fantastic.
So go to my Facebook page, please, the business page, and check it out.
I will look forward to that. We're talking about the Montu Gallery, located, of course, at 1424 Route 1 in Hancock, right inside Best Wines. And also your work available at the Seven Arts Gallery in the Flexit Building in Ellsworth.
Correct. Thank you so much for that plug. And speaking of the wine store, as always, my stuff is best viewed when you're hammered.
That's that's how our show sounds a whole lot better. I recommend that highly.
Well, I'm hammered right now, so I can absolutely back you up on that, pal.
Yeah. What's going on with the Red Sox? Are they going to have a team next year? They have to cut the budget down to like only the fourth highest in baseball.
Oh, dude, I keep seeing these potential trades for Mookie and. I mean, they're dangling the White Sox and the Reds and all these teams are dangling, you know, three players that you've never heard of for Mookie, and I don't know the answer, but it doesn't look good, and I also don't know that if magically the pitching staff is going to find its way again. Do you?
No, I'm not sure that at all. Although Chris Sale says he feels good. He's ready to go out there and give us another really impressive 102 innings next year.
Yeah, exactly. Rick Porcello, is he automatically gone, do you think?
I don't know. I guess the Mets are interested in him, and that would seem to be a perfect choice for the Mets.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Well, they got a new owner, so he's got to make his mark, right?
Yeah, overpay for a mediocre starter, and then the fans will say, wow. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
true. Now, I honestly can't start thinking about the Red Sox because it's just going to put me in a sour mood. It really is.
I don't want that.
I've become a big Celtics fan. I don't know if you're following them or not.
I am. I love this team. They're so much fun to watch.
I do too. They're tough from top to bottom. And Gordon Hayward's hurt, but they're still winning. It's really good. I'm a big Brad Stevens fan. Big fan.
I'm a big Brad Stevens fan. I'm a big Jason Tatum fan.
Yep. Yeah, it's really cool. They're really fun to watch, and they should kill Cleveland tonight. That'll be good. Things are, now that the Patriots. I'm going to keep it on a positive level.
Yes, there you go.
But let's just move on.
All right, Jerry. It's always wonderful to talk with you.
Thank you, my friend. And if I don't talk to you before it happens, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. The same to you. And again, for perfect Christmas gifts, stop into the Montu Gallery in Hancock. Check out the Facebook page as well for another beautiful image. You've already done your job and brought the warm weather to us for the next couple of days, but these will also warm your heart, and that's even better.
And just remember, fat, drunk, and happy is no way to go through life. Stupid. Fat, drunk, and stupid. Wow.
Thank you.
How stupid I am?
Thank you, Mr. Dorfman. We appreciate it.
See ya.
See ya, Jerry.